Blog Talk Radio.
Episode, not an episode, but this is the top part of Saturday. We're going to see
who all understand that this is the most important day, important days right here. The Sabbath day was given to the children of Israel. And we're going to get back to the leaders that have taught you all over the known world. He never told you about who your father is by name and what day that the Almighty blessed for you to keep. They'll tell you any and every. But no, that don't work like that. Not no any and every. It don't work like that, see, right? We're going to take everything as we dismantle a lot of things in time to come. Let's throw it on the international side and see what's going on, and we'll go from there. And we'll check and see who all in the room on the international side. On the international side, we're going to check on and see what's going on. We try to do like the hell trying to tell you, he said, try not to do so much at the same time, but sometimes you get caught up, and that's why he says, who's going to step up to the plate? Not. And sooner or later, you're going to see them all step up to the plate, and then you're going to see another level unfold itself right before your eyes. So all we got to do is keep on doing our part. And it's going to be all right, no doubt about it. Because we on course, right? We on track, no doubt about it. So we're going to throw down international side and see who all join us for this broadcast, top part of Saturday. And all the slots is filled. We see that part. So we just can tell you, bottom line, that's 195 international countries. But it is see right here. And what's flashing out of New York, New York, on the international side? Yeah, it's pretty good. 111-972. Don't leave it like that. We're just going to play it by ear and see what way the stand is going, because there's a lot of information, a lot of feedback from lessons to last night, lesson before. Got a lot of memos on it. And that's a great thing, too. So when you meet your elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, top part of Sabbath day. Yahuwah be you there, see Roy.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, to see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, well, like I said again, I got my hands going and all type of things. And trying to do my part, and that's all I can do is my part. So, and we see now you smooth with your part, so no problem, no doubt about it. We'll leave it like that. 195 international countries flashing on the international side, 111-972. 111-972. You take it from now, and I just grab back and see which way this thing going. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another outstanding number of 111,972 listeners. My. A lot of people want to hear the word of Yahuwah. Well, one thing, when we see stuff that's going wrong, any little difference that you made will make that go wrong. Sometimes we think we're doing the same things. We will move in the same direction. We will put things just as we think they should be. But any little difference is a change. And we have to keep that in mind. A change is what makes things function different or even change your thought. This is why that a teacher can't learn from the students. Trying to tell the teacher what to do when the teacher is the one with the experience. But then the teacher rebuttals and have knowledge. So he tells his student, listen, you can't learn trying to tell me how to run this class. And so now the teacher, he learns to tell the student this. He shuts his mouth. What do you know? He learns. This is why we came to hear those things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they can never understand, and that's without proper teaching. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this and more possible. Many have came to see things in the Bible, flipping the pages. But through proper teaching, they can never find what they're looking for without proper teaching. Because this is the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. So this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, misunderstandings, and Christianity, showing you that we're open to your life, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word and connecting the Bible books for your biblical education. For your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And these are done because you have not. This is information you all have came to seek and found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class, as today. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, write on any search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big letter, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto your Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people, give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember what it tells us in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have ye robbed me? And tithes and offerings. 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. That's why I always say, Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For our live program, this is featured as only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, YHDH at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. To do that, open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. We will be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And also, if Block Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pelt Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, I usually remind everyone, keeping the scriptures in mind. It's hard to keep the scriptures in mind when you try to win the Bump the Gums contest. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's words. So at this particular time, we will take the first process in learning his words, keeping the Bible open, taking notes. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent again on your part. That's excellent. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah on your part. That's excellent on your part. And that's what it's all about. You're saying all the right things, Elder Mr. Tibbs. You said all the right things. And even the mothers and the sisters give him a nod. Say, yeah, he's saying all the right things. We got a great ear with you, Mr. Tibbs. You're saying all the right things. I'm going to leave it like that. One thing about it, see, right, this is the top part of the Sabbath day. This day the Almighty have made. We're just going to play it by ear. Top part of the Sabbath day. Yahuwah be with you all. Yahuwah be with you all. Top part of the Sabbath day. We were looking for Camp 4 because she let me know she had known that she had some profound information she wanted to bring to the table. So she had a commentary on something. She said, I got something. I said, you got something at Camp 4? She said, I got something, but I don't see her right now. So when she pop in, we'll pull her up. And because, like I said, it's all about the growth is when you got something that we can read and tie it all in, no doubt about it. When you got something, bring it to the table. Especially you six anointed camps, because one thing about it, we're trying to lay all this information down for you to be well-equipped in time appointed to come. So Yahuwah be with you all, top five of the Sabbath day. All the camps is ready to go. And all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all ready to go. And we're going to watch Brother Yahuwah real carefully. And we look like he's ready to do something. I'm going to get out the way as fast as I can. But we'll hold on until we put the great eyeball on it. All right, so Elder, we'll catch you on the bottom part, no doubt about it. So we're going to seek and find Sister G. Israel and bring in and get a couple of shots in here. And definitely be on the sideline listening for the top part of Saturday and taking notes. I got to read some of these notes I got. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel, Tribe of Yahuwah Judah, Yahuwah beat you there, C. Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Sister G. Israel. We're going to see if we get a couple of statements up in here, and we're going to roll on back and let the able teacher take it from there. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Now, when you pass all this back to me, let me know something. You own something. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's great. So we definitely going to break it all the way down, no doubt about it. Hey, Sister G. Israel, how about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12? Let's see what you're working with. Come on.
Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say, no doubt about it. And that's a great thing. So we're going to open up on the 11th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to go to the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy. That's what the G is read, top part of the Sabbath day. The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we're going to open up the 11th chapter of the book called Deuteronomy, and we're going to see what that's saying. Top part of the Sabbath day is those that got here to hear. Those that got here to hear, let it be heard. I guess if I'm sitting on network, I don't know. I mean, if I'm still on network, yeah, I think it's a G still hit me. So see what jumped off a minute ago, and we'll take it from there. G, you still got a copy on me, Sister G, Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 11. That's the last thing I heard.
Okay. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 11. Well, let's take it from there. All right, well, hallelujah, well, let's see what we can do. Deuteronomy chapter 11, and I'm gonna get something. Brother Yahdai Israel. So grab on this side over here for a minute, try to figure out what's gonna happen. All right, so in Deuteronomy chapter 11. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, now, Sister G. Israel, we're going to take a little peep at something. Top part of the Sabbath day. I was waiting on Camp Boy. She said it. She had something she wanted to bring to the table, and I was very interested in hearing that, what she had to say. today. Back live, top part of Saturday. We're going to open up in Deuteronomy chapter 11 now, Sister G. Israel. We're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we'll pick it up at verse number. Top part of the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Pick it up at verse number. Let's get a name on who this is addressed to. The key to it always to find a name. See if we find us a name or what's going on. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. And what I'm looking for is a name. A name. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Then skip down to verse 13. And 16. 13 and 16, 22, 26 through 28. That's what we're going to do, Sister G. Israel. And Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, 13, 16, 22, 26 through 28. My final call. You on the clock. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 1, 13, 16, 22, and 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. Therefore, you shall love Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments through the Torah instructions always. 13. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my Torah instructions, which I command you this day, to love Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and to serve him with all your mind and with all your soul. 16. Take heed to yourselves, that your mind be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other Yahuwahs and worship them. 22. For if you shall diligently keep all these Torah instructions which I command you to do them, to love Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. 23. Then will Yahuwah drive out all these nations from before you. 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. 27. A blessing if you obey the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I command you this day. 28. And a curse if you will not obey the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other Yahuwah, which you have not known.
So we found out one thing, and skip down verse 32 behind that, Israel, verse 32.
32. And you shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day.
All right. Read that verse 32 again.
And you shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day.
So he say now, you got to observe and do all the judgments and statutes I set before you this day. Let's precept that to the 30th chapter, and let's see who is he telling this specific message to in the 30th chapter of the same book. Let's see who he's telling that I set before you all this before you this day. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 30, there, Sister G. Israel. And we're going to look it down and see exactly who he's saying that I did all this for. And look what he says in verse 7 and 8. 7 and 8, verse 10 and 11. Then skip down to verse number 16, 19 to 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 7 and 8. Verse 9, 10, 16, 19, and 20. That's my final verdict. You on the clock. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 7 through 8, 10 through 11, 16, and 19 through 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 7. And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will put all these curses upon your enemies and on them that hate you, which persecuted you. 8. And you shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh and do all his Torah instructions, which I command you this day. 10. If you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions and his statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah instructions, and if you turn unto Yahweh your Yahweh with all your mind and with all your soul. 11. For this Torah instruction, which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. 16. In that I command you this day to love Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his ways, and to keep his Torah instructions, and his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall bless you in the land whether you go is to possess it. 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. 20. That you may love Yahweh, your Yahweh, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel, to give them.
He made a final statement in that verse number 20 that, again, he says, he is thy life. Verse 19, he says, choose life that your seed may live. It's like the verse 11, it says that word life in there. So he keeps telling you on what he got on the table is a choice based upon life. Life. He's giving you the option to understand what he got, life. Life is in what he's saying. Now, he made a final statement in that 11th chapter. I'm looking for that same word again. Can we hear anywhere in chapter 11, verse 1, it's telling you, take the life. He said, take the life. Life, if you do what I tell you to, that's the man saying. He said, I swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, choose and do the life thing. I don't see it in verse number 11, but we heard enough of that in the 30th chapter. But what he's trying to tell you, choose life. Choose life. He's giving you an option. You got a choice to choose life. If you don't choose his life, yeah. And this man put a St. John 7, verse 6 on you, what does it say in St. John 7, verse 6 there, Sister G. Israel? What does it say in 7, verse 6? He keeps telling you, choose his life. His life. Mm-hmm. 7:6.
John, chapter 11. Chapter 7. Verse 6.
Verse 6.
Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet to come, but your time is always ready.
You see, your time is always ready. So he's telling you, choose his life. Choose his life. Let's run to St. John chapter, and he's going to tell you something about his life one more time. Choose his life. He's giving you a choice to grab hold of his life, because your time is always, you know his time. So grab hold to the life he's trying to tell you about it. And he's going to make it plain to you in 20:31 exactly what he means in St. John 20, verse 31. What do you mean in 20:31? He keep telling you.
John.
Life.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 20, verse 31. these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is the anointed, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life through his name.
So life is in his name. So he said the life thing, you got to have a name and you got to choose life. So he's saying, listen, this thing's about, you got a choice to make.
Yeah.
Choose this life. He tell you what to choose. It's the life thing.
Yeah.
You know? So we make it plain to you now. Choose the life. Choose the life. But in St. John chapter 3, Sister G. Israel, but what do man and woman love? What do man and woman love that we can read? He keeps telling you what to choose. Life. Choose his life. And we find out that he is the life. Choose the life. From St. John chapter 3, let's see what he's saying in St. John chapter 3 about this choosing life. What he's saying in verse number 19. What he's saying in verse 19 and 20. St. John 19 and 20, Israel. What is he saying?
John chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
So he said now, and they're not going to come to his light. They're not going to come to his light. In fact, up to the eighth chapter, see what he's talking about. What light they're not going to come to? We're going to 8 verse 12 of St. John. He said, man loves the darkness. Man and woman, they love this darkness day. They're not going to come to his light. St. John 8 verse 12, what is his light? That they won't come to G. Israel. 8 verse 12.
John chapter 8 verse 12. Then spake Yahweh the Son again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but it shall have the light of life.
So he says, I'm the light of this world. And so they have a problem coming to me. I'm the light of this world. Now what we're going to do, we're going to go back and take a look at stuff over here in Deuteronomy 13. Go to Deuteronomy 13, take a look at something. He said, y'all got to come to me. Come to me for this life. Go on Deuteronomy 13, pick up at verse 1 down to verse 13. Deuteronomy 13, 1 down to verse 13. Listen to what he got on the table. He telling you who he is. He said, I am this light. But man loves his darkness. Man crazy about some darkness. They want to come from another way. So now, in the 13th chapter, 1 through 13, well, we not going to go 1 through 13. We're going to go 1 down to verse number 5. And then we'll skip down a little bit for time's sake. Let's see what Scripture says in 1 through 5 of Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 5. What does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. If there arise among you a seer or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth you a sign or a wonder, chill, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto you, saying, let us go after other Yahwahs, which you has not known, or let us serve them. 3, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet, preacher, or the dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh, your Yahweh, proveth you to know whether you love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul. 4, you shall walk after the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and fear him, and keep his Torah instructions, and obey his voice. and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. 5. And that teacher or preacher, shepherd, or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Mizraim and redeemed you out of the land of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which Yahweh, your Yahweh, commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away the midst of you.
Making some profound statements again, exactly what to do and what not to do. He makes some profound statements. So he says, now back up again and read what he said you got to do. Because sometimes people have dreams and they'll bring you their dreams and all that. But he's trying to tell you exactly when the dream comes to you. You say, okay, that's a pretty good dream. I keep in mind. But what it says, verse 4.
4. You shall walk after Yahweh, your Yahweh, and fear him, and keep his Torah instructions, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him, and cleave unto him.
Mm-hmm. So you say now, a dream can be a crapshoot now. So make sure now you obey what he got written in his book. That's a game changer right there to make sure you make a move according to the Torah instruction. That's the sure thing now. But he said dreams can be a crapshoot. And you can go either way. If they come bringing them dreams, watch yourself. Now, who is he telling this to in verse number 11? Who is he telling this to? But we can read it all together in verse 11. Who is this message to? Tell the children of Israel, watch the dreamers to tell you about the dreaming. You know, you had a man in the 60s, he made a great big speech on his dream. And we went for that dream again, didn't we?
Yeah.
So he said, now watch the dreams, and who he's telling it to in verse number 11?
11.
13
and all Israel shall hear and fear and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you.
So what is wickedness according to Yahweh's standard in verse 3? What is this wickedness he don't want to be done? According to verse 3, what is this wickedness he saying now?
You shall not hearken unto the words of that pastor, teacher, shepherd, or that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh, your Yahweh, proveth you to know whether you love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul.
He said, Yahweh will prove you. See, now he said, when you hear a dream, don't say you just ignore the dream. But understand one thing, you examine yourself and see is one thing, is you doing the Torah instruction. Because he left a whole lot of people to do something to you and for you, but not into your best interest in Judges chapter 3, verse 1. What did he leave that we can read in Judges chapter 3, verse 1 after the Israel? What can we read that he did? 3 verse 1.
Judges
1 and 2.
Chapter 3 verses 1 through 2. Now these are the nations which Yahweh left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all of the wars of Canaan. 2. Only that generation of the children of Israel may know to teach them war. At the least shall as before knew nothing of thereof.
What did he say in verse number 5? Just give us the verse 4. This is what he just said in read verse 1 again. Read verse 5, skip up to 4, and skip back up to verse 1. This is real good what he just said. He just said something here. And that'll tie into what we are on the way of something. Verse 5, 4, and 1. Come on.
Verses 5, 4, and 1. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, the Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. 4. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. 1. Now these are the nations which Yahuwah left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan.
Wait a minute. So what people by name, their job is to wherever they find you at to prove you. Can you give me a couple of their names again there? Look down and see what name you want to give me that these nations is here only to prove you to see if you going to keep the Torah instructions. What's the name of these nations again? And I was asking them all, yeah, Israel, first about some just people last night. And we wanna hear a little bit of that a little bit later. But what nation that we can read, their job is to prove you. Give me two top names in this third chapter that their job is to prove you. Give me two top names there, Sister G. Israel. What two top names you wanna pull out anywhere between 1, 0, and 5? I need two top names that their job is to prove you even to this day. What's their name?
As they are today?
Yes, yes. According to these verses, they're here today, but their job is to prove you. And matter of fact, it's
read what I can't see here. Read it again?
According to what we can read on the teaching we're doing on the regular days, hear their names is register. Who won't take a shot at it in class? Who won't take a shot of it? Yeah, take a shot at it. Yeah.
Judges chapter 3, verse 5.
Yeah.
And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites.
Hittites.
Amorite.
Yep. Yeah.
And the Hivite.
Yeah.
And the
Jebusite. The Canaanite is the top name, the father's name. All these other people here is to prove you and see if you going, but the name is a Canaanite, because Canaanite consists of the Amorite, all these names right here in Genesis chapter 10. All these nations of Canaan is here to prove you. They're here to prove you,
yes,
to see if you're going to do. Read verse 4 again.
Verse 4
again.
And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they were hearkening unto the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So, Brother Yahuwah Israel, what you got happened in 1913? Can you pull up on your phone again? What is the nation that, remember, Sister G Israel, what it says in Malachi 3 verse 6? Can you pull up off the top there in 3 verse 6?
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. For I am Yahuwah, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
So he said, I don't change. And he made it plain in the book of Proverbs or something. He said something in the book of, was it Proverbs? We take a shot at Ecclesiastes verse. Take a shot. He made something real plain in the book of Ecclesiastes. He made profound statements about. So he said he don't change, and he said something in Ecclesiastes or something. He said, I'm struggling right now, but we're going to get a couple more in, and then we're going to see what Camp 4 got already laid out to bring to his national audience.
Yeah.
We're going to turn over to Brother Yahshua Israel and real short. But something he said that we need to read, the third chapter, verse 14 and 15. What he says in the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. What did he say there, G. Israel?
Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 14. I know that whatsoever Yahweh doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Yahweh doeth it, that men should fear before him. 15. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. And Yahweh requires that which is past.
Oh, what have been, we read, what have been, and what is not, Brother Yahshua Israel, in 1913, what is now?
Came from the Old Science Temple of America, the early history, and it reads, in 1913,
mm-hmm.
Dry Leaf Poem, the Canaanite Temple in Newark, New Jersey.
You mean when you divine and with all this information that Yahweh is telling you in advance, that day is only to prove you, would you keep the company, right?
Yeah.
So now he put in New Jersey a Canaanite establishment and put the name on Canaanite. So that means the leaders that just do it before did not, give me a word. What happened? Hey, can anybody help me out on that one?
He did what?
Can anybody help me out? Now listen, he put a Canaanite temple site, and for the people that's called Negroes and no identity to come get in there up under Canaanite. If you divine, would you have went that the way if you divine?
No,
sir. How would you put that name up there? And the Bible is telling you that's the name that you get all away from as east meets the west.
Right.
Is that right?
That's
right. So how is you for the people with that information has not been revealed? Matter of fact, I want to get one more in to the G Israel. Back up to Genesis. I want to get one more in on this 24th chapter. I want to get one more in. We're just going to back it. In the 24th chapter of the book, that's why, you know, when the six anointed camps come on, the world should be intrigued on the information that we bring to you and stop dragging your feet and getting where you've been in it. Look what he says over here in Genesis. He makes a final statement of, and what did he say? He said something in the book of Genesis. Anybody can help me out, you know, I appreciate that, but he made a profound statement in Genesis. Maybe I'll give you a book to read. He said something in Genesis who on the A-game in class or on the network can bring out what he said. He made a profound statement. Who can help me out? He made a profound statement. And now, I don't need no guessing. I need to. We got need. You throw me off for the guest. I got them now. What did he say? He said something to somebody big time on the subject matter we talking about right now that we can read. On the subject matter we talking about right now. He made a statement in the book of Genesis about something. Something he said. You know? Well, not basically 15. I don't say no more to it. He said, what he says in the 24th chapter. Thank you, that brother Yahdai Israel. He says on the 24th chapter, look, Israel. What he says in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 3 of Genesis. Listen to this. 24:1-3. Look what he says.
Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 and 3. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. 3. And I will make you swear by Yahweh, your Yahweh of heaven, and Yahweh of earth, that you shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell.
So all of the big dignitaries was warned to tell the children of the book, the last thing you do is hook up with the who? You see, so that's the last thing you're supposed to hook up. See, everybody thinks it's saying it's a black and white thing. No, see, right? It's more than a black, it's a covenant thing.
Yeah.
That's why you got to be sure of the relationship you're in, because the bottom line is it's a covenant thing. You study word about the black and white. No. The Canaanites look just like you. But their mindset is not like yours. So he's telling you from the get-go, whatever you do with my son, take him far away from the Canaanites that in Judges 1:27. This will be last, and we'll get closer to saying that from Israel. We're going to Judges chapter 1, verse 27. Look what he says here. Judges chapter 1, verse 27. See, somebody's got to tell us. We ain't going to get nowhere until we recognize, and you got to get past the black and white thing.
Yeah.
It's a covenant thing. And even the relationship, it's a covenant thing.
Yeah,
right. It ain't a color thing. You lie to me, I'm darker than you. No. It's a covenant thing. We can really get something going on if we apply the covenant.
Yeah, right.
That's what we got to do. So in Judges 1, 27. Look what it says over in Judges 1:27.
Judges chapter 1, verse 27. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shean and her towns, nor Taanach and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Elam and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, but the Canaanites would dwell in the land.
And 28?
And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute, and did not utterly drive them out.
So that's Megiddo is 27. But you see, they didn't do. Now, what did Yahweh tell them to do at the Canaanites? Do what with them? Say again, that mother. Drive them out. And look what it is. When they got strong, they told the Canaanites, y'all work for me, give me a couple dollars. You see what we do? When you don't obey what the man's saying, drive them out. You got strong enough to hold them down until they became a thorn in your side because you want to tell them you want to be the boss. So they're going to Canaanite until they drive them Canaanites out. Otherwise, they look just like you. You got 12 sons. They look just like you. So they can ease up to you, but they know that you put them to tribute. They think you taking their land and everything. So they, every chance they get, they're going to get you. Because you've been disembobulated. They haven't. They left in pockets. Nobody put them in no captivity. Because, you know, you want us. We're going to leave it alone. So we're going to leave all that good stuff alone. Israel, I'm about to close a statement on that. And we'll back away. We'll leave that right there. Because one bottom line is, we're going to continue being this thing. Because we keep you thinking this thing is a black and white thing. It's a covenant thing. You got to make sure your company that you with is a covenant keeper. Because they're not a covenant keeper. It's going to do anything or say anything at a drop of a hat. Welcome check. You got no covenant. Welcome check. You're going to escalate and you'll get stronger and stronger with your mouth until we both be down there wrapped and hold each other by the neck. And we're going to board all that by being covenant keepers. Yeah, relationships. But see Israel, what you want to say behind that? Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Steve Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hey, all right. Excellent, Sister G. Israel. Excellent, your problem. We're going to go and count forward. Say, you know, I got something, Seer. I got something. I want to bring to the national audience. I got something. You got something? Count forward, Detroit, Michigan, Princeton. What you working with you want to bring to this national audience? I'm going to first greet you by saying, Camp 4, Princess, Israel, tribe of Yahshua, Judah. Hey, Princess, Iowa. Yahshua, be there, see you right here.
Yahshua, bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. I'm still working on that.
Oh, you working on it? Okay, I got half the thought you had some. Okay, well. Well, just stand back and take notes, because we ready for you to bring in some that you got. That's a great thing. So lead it just like it is. We'll bring our elder back in and get his closing statement, and we'll turn on to the lead teacher, the elder teacher, Brother Yahshua Israel, real shortly. So, elder, what are your closing, your thoughts is for top part of Saturday? You on the clock, come on. What you saying, WCC? What are you going to say? Here, since you're going to leave us hanging, we're going to mute Mr. Kill. Well, no, we're not leaving you hanging. And on that note, we're going to bring in the elder teacher, Brother Yahshua Israel, so will you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahshua Israel. That's why BJFC, right?
God bless you, Steve Rip. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What?
All right, we had another top five, Yahweh, Saturday, and we started a new series. You remind me what the name of that series is. Got it written down somewhere.
Unfolding biblical information. Something about unfolding biblical.
Unlocking the Bible mystery. We on the top part of Yahweh 7. Never get away from that. This is just what I'm doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. They go right in front of my face. I like in biblical mystery.
Hallelujah.
All right now. So we've been dealing with the prophet Noah drew our lead. And all the terminology that came up on the table behind his teacher. We just get ready to dip and dab in that arena before we put out some pretty interesting information. I wanted to read an article that I was peeping at right quick, and it's entitled, I can run lay my hands on it. It's dealing with the terminology, the Asiatic black man. I thought it was very interesting, and I'd like to share it with the class. It reads, this is from the Navigator of the Pacific, 20th Century Afro-Asian Relations, Nationalism and Identity, Complexities of the Asiatic Black Man. And it reads, have you ever heard of the Asiatic Black Man? How could the seemingly polar racial identity come together in unity? Many scholars reference an important war known as the Russian-Japanese War, which occurred in 1905, as a call to the construction of this new ethno-racial identity. The outcome of this war was a major upheaval to the authority of white supremacy. Black people in America took pride in Japan's victory, because it symbolized much more than a military achievement. W.E.B. Du Bois accredited this war as a major force in defense of all oppressed people around the world. Only a few months after the war, Du Bois proclaimed that the magic of the word white is already broken. Since the awakening of the yellow races is certain, the awakening of the brown and black races will fall in time. Bois idealized this victory as a triumph for all colored people and how it functioned as a disruption to white supremacy as a whole. Along a different premise, Reverend J.M. Buddy also regarded Russia's defeat as an achievement of the black race. Instead, he characterized Japanese and black people in comparable racial terms, asserting that the Japanese race must be akin to the Negro race. Because of their large infusion of Negro blood in their veins, this was a victory that black people could justly claim as one of their own. In the wake of this heightened sense of racial pride amongst African Americans, black nationalist groups adopted Reverend Buddy's view of Afro-Asian relations and merged the black and Asiatic identity to serve their agenda. So we find out that this terminology of the Asiatic black man was starting to work way back in 1905, even before the Prophet Noble Drew Ali took hold of it. W.E. Du Bois and some of the ministers of his time were already trying to hook up with the Asiatic black man and black woman. So this thing runs deep.
Yes,
it does. Yes, we gotta get on our A game, as
right.
We said with Trifling. Get on your A game tonight. All right. Let's see what we can bring to the table. Let's open up with the book of Luke, Mother E. Israel C. Royer. Keep at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, let's see what we can bring to the table. On the top part of the Esquire 7 day, Mother Israel, see you right here. Yes, ma'am.
The same
spirit shall teach you in
the same hour.
And we at BOTTY, we believe that in that very same hour, the righteous minister's spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Mother Z, let's see who is his target, per se. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16. Who do he target, if I can pull it out in the book of, make that First Chronicles. Somewhere in Chronicles, that much. Let me see, 2 Chronicles 16, verse 10, I believe I'm looking for. Let me peep at it. 2 Chronicles. chapter 16. Make that verse number 9, Mother Zeke Israel of Seroy. Let's see who we target, Mother Zeke. Make it Chronicles 16, verse number 9. Who do the minister Syria, who do Yahweh direct him to? In 2 Chronicles 16, verse number 9, Mother Z Israel of Seroy. Like in Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9, who do the minister spirit, who do Yahweh direct him to, Mother Z, Israel, C, Roy? Yes, ma'am. Like in Chronicles 16, verse number 9.
Mm-hmm. For the eyes of the
Yahuwah
run to and fro throughout the whole world.
They say the eyes of Yahuwah run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Go ahead.
To show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect towards him. Herein thus has done foolishness. Therefore, from henceforth, thus shall have walked.
Well, he said, the eyes of Yahuwah, right? Run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Shows himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward their Yahuwah. So what do we mean your mind got to be perfect toward Yahuwah? What are you talking about there? Anybody got a precept to add to that? Let the eyes of Yahuwah run to and fro and shall show themselves strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward their Yahuwah. Psalms chapter 19, that's a good hit. Number 7 through 10. All right, A, B, and C. The book of Psalms chapter 19, verse 7 through 10, what it reads. What does it mean to be perfect toward Yahuwah?
Psalms chapter 19, verse 7 through 10.
7 through 10. Psalms chapter 19, 7 through 10. So say A, B, and C, B, and C, right?
Psalms chapter 19, verse 7 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
The Torah instructions of Yahuwah is perfect, converting the soul, the person.
So he said the Torah instruction of Yahuwah is perfect. That's what converts the people, right? Converts the person.
Right.
Go ahead. Testimony.
Yeah. Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple.
Verse number 8, come on.
Verse 8, the statue of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah instruction of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eye.
Verse 9, come on.
The fear of Yahuwah is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of Yahuwah are true and righteous altogether.
Verse 10.
More to be desired are they than gold. Then much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and honeycomb.
It said that the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, first five books of Moses, is perfect. That what will convert you, right?
Right.
Turn to the book of Acts. See if I can pull out a statement in the book of Acts, Mother D of Israel. See if I can pull it out. We're around Acts chapter, I want to say 2, but let me peep at it right quick. Book of Acts, chapter 2. Let's look at, let's take it at that verse number 38 through 40. Mother D of Israel, Z Royal. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 40. So we find out that the Torah instruction is perfect. And if we align it with Yahuwah's Torah instructions, we will be converted, right?
Yes.
The book of Acts 2. Let's look at 38
Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to 40.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads, now when they had heard this, they were pricked in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
Now, they asked a good question, right?
Yes.
Look at what we got to do.
Yes.
Go ahead. Verse 38.
Then Peter said unto them,
what did he say?
Repent and be baptized, every one of you,
mm-hmm.
in the name of Yahweh's Son, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit.
Wait.
39.
Uh-huh.
For the promise is unto you, and to your children,
mm-hmm.
and to all that are far off, even as many as Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call.
Verse 40. Verse 40, come on.
Verse 40.
Yes, ma'am.
And with many other words did he testify and exalt saying.
Say what?
Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
They said that we got to repent,
yeah.
and be baptized, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at the book of Acts chapter 2, 37 through 40. Acts chapter 2, 37 through 40. Well, the Israel of Syria, let's peep at Acts chapter 3. Let's see what I'm looking for here. Acts chapter 3. It's not verse 16. That's what I'm looking for. Acts 3:19, I believe it is, Mother. Let's look at Acts 3:19. I'm trying to hit that word convert one more time. Somewhere around here. Acts 3, verse number 19. Mother, eat Israel and see what did it say. Acts 3, verse number 19. But he said that the Torah instructed that Yahweh is perfect. And it will convert you, meaning it will change you, right?
Yeah.
Acts chapter 3, verse number 19. Mother E. Israel will see you, Roy.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Repent you, therefore, and be converted.
So he's saying repent and be converted.
That your sin may be blotted out.
Go ahead. They say we got to repent and be converted. And what will convert us? What will change us? What will change us? The Torah instructed the Yahweh, right? We read that in Psalm 19:7. The Torah instruction of Yahweh is perfect. Converted the person, right? Converted the people, right?
Verse 16 is perfect soundness.
What are you talking about? Well, taking it in a different direction there. Yeah, we're looking for that word convert and all that good stuff. 16 is taking it to a different direction. Let's look at St. John 16, verse 13, Mother V. Israel. We find out that the minister spirit of Yahweh, before we do that, St. John 16, Mother, we find out that the eye of Yahweh run to and fro on the behalf of those that are perfect with their Yahweh, right? We find out to be perfect, we have to hold close to the first five books, the Torah instruction of Yahweh. Let's look at the book of Enoch. The first Enoch, Mother Z. So we find out that these ministers' spirit are sent to those that are perfect towards their Yahweh. Let's look at the first book of Enoch, chapter 100. Mother Z is relative royal. Let's keep that verse number 5. Let's see what else these ministers' spirit will surround themselves around you if you in what state. The book of Enoch, chapter 100, verse number 5, Mother E. Israel is the royal. What's going on with that? the Z Israel.
A Z Roy, you know I'm in a street over here. The book of 1st Enoch chapter 100, verse number 5, Mother Z. Looking for the first book of Enoch, chapter 100, verse number 5. Page 149.
Look in the mirror and say, I'm all right.
Yeah.
So let's see
what Yahweh do with the righteous mother thee in the book of verse 89, chapter 100, verse 5. What do we do for the righteous here, mother thee, Israel of thee, Roy? What do Yahweh do on behalf of the righteous?
The book of Enoch,
mm-hmm.
chapter 100, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5. And over all the righteousness.
It's saying over all the righteous? What about it?
Labor and sorrow, or if you're soon cut off and we
for the most part, what's going is about to limit, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at that Job, Sister Amy and Phoebe. I don't know how we got all over here, but we're here now.
Hallelujah, bro.
I'll pick at it for a minute and keep on moving, though.
So, brother, y'all got it. What's that? It says 9 or 8.
Score is 20 years.
Yeah.
It says
four score. Four times 20. Be 80. 80 years.
Yeah.
Let's look at that Job 14. Sister Amy, baby. Let's look at 1 and 2. Verse 10 through 14. Then we're going to double back to verse number 5 since we are working with this thing a little bit.
Job chapter 14, verse 1, 2, 10 through 14. Verse 1, man that is born of a woman is of few days.
Now we got a time frame of them few days, right?
Mm-hmm.
There, priest glory and 10, if by chance of strength, you might put out folk school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead, read up.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
He cometh forth like a flower.
So he said he come forth and you be saying, oh, my baby's so cute, right?
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
He cometh forth like a flower, but what happened?
And is cut down.
Go ahead.
He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not.
So that's why I put it into the likeness of a shadow.
Yeah.
You know, the shadow is only out as long as the sun is around, right?
Yeah.
When the sun go down, the shadow is gone,
eh? Yeah, right.
That's a very short time, eh?
Yeah.
So we ain't got long to get right with our maker.
Hallelujah.
Verse 17, come on, we better get busy. That's all I'm trying to say.
Verse
10. Yes, ma'am.
But man dieth and takes it away.
Wait.
Yea, man giveth up the right the spirit.
So man give up the spirit, right?
And where is he?
And where is he? Go ahead.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
As the water faileth from the sea.
As the water fell from the sea. Go ahead.
And the flood
decay
and dryeth up.
You say even the flood sooner or later is going to dissipate, right?
That's right.
It's going to dry up. Go ahead.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
So man lies down.
So he say man or woman, they lie down and what?
And rise not.
He say they ain't not gonna get back up to when?
Till the heavens be no more.
He say that when you look out there and you don't see no heaven or earth, then you know they up and away, huh? He said, man or woman gonna lie down and they not gonna rise up until the heavens be no more. Let's see if we can get an idea on that. Mother D.F. Israel of C. Royal. Let's see if we can get an idea on that in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Speaking of that verse number 1, let's see what we're working with. Revelation chapter 1. 21, yeah. Speaking of that verse number 1, let's see if we can get some good idea about what's going on with this. Revelation 21, speaking of that verse 1, let's see if we can hear anything out of here that we need to hear.
Revelation 21, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Mm-hmm.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2. And I, John, saw the righteous city. New Yahshua Judah coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as the bride adorned for her husband.
Read up.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with men. And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Yahweh.
Let's see if I can hear what I need to hear there.
Verse verse 4. Uh-huh. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto me,
What did he say?
Write, for these words are true and faithful. Verse 6. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Yahweh's son. I am Yahweh, the beginning and the ending. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Verse 7. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his Yahweh, and he shall be my son.
Oh, well, all that sounds good, Mother, but I really just grabbed somebody that way I was looking for. So I'm going to leave it alone right there. Let's go back to that Job 14, A, B, and B. Job 14, pick it back up at 10 through 14.
Job
14, 10 through 14.
Job chapter 14, verse 10 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
But man dieth and wasteth away.
So they say man and woman, they die and wasted away. Go ahead.
Yea, man or woman give up the spirit. And where is he or she?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. As the water fell from the sea.
As the water fell from the sea, go ahead.
The flood decayed and dried up.
Verse 12.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
So man lieth down and rise not till the heavens be no more.
Mm-hmm.
They shall not awake, nor be risen, rise out of their sleep. Verse 13. Oh, that you wouldest hide me in the grave.
Just hide me in the grave, go ahead.
That you wouldest keep me secret,
mm-hmm,
while your wrath is be passed.
Until your wrath be passed.
That you wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
If a man dies, shall he live again?
If a man or woman dies, shall they live again? Go ahead.
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes.
So Job understood that it was a time when it was appointed time that he would come back up out of that grave, right?
Sure.
Let's look at the book of Job 7, Mother E. Israel C. Roy, Job 7, verse number 1. And verse number 6. Job 7, verse 1, verse 6. Yes, ma'am.
Job chapter 7, verse 1.
All right.
Is there not
an
appointed time?
Good. So Yahweh
say
he gave us an appointed time, right?
Mm-hmm.
To walk, talk, speak, smell, and all that good stuff, right? Go ahead. Or not? keeping the Torah instructions
the covenant of Yahweh, right?
That's right.
He said, over all the righteous, what did he appoint, my lovely?
But he is full of the righteous spirit.
He is full of the righteous spirit. Go ahead.
Looked up steadfast unto heaven.
They looked up steadfast to heaven and what happened?
And saw the greatness of Yahweh and Yahweh the Son sitting on the right hand of Yahweh the Father.
So he saw Yahweh the Son, right? Standing on the right hand of Yahweh the Father, right? So Yahweh the Son is standing on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. I don't know. Oh, my train. Let me give it a try again. If I just thank John, our mother, that's good. That's all we need. St. John chapter 16, verse 13. See if I can get back on track. I'm headed down a road I had no idea where I was going.
I'm going to make
keys. I don't know all that good stuff, but. The book of Acts, St. John 16, 13. Mother of the Israel of the Right. Yes, ma'am. I gotta lay my groundwork before I get going. St. John 16, 13. Mother of the Israel, see you right. Come on. Come on with it.
How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come,
mm-hmm.
All truth.
So when the Spirit of truth show up, he gonna guide you into what?
All truth.
Go ahead.
But he shall not speak of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
So when the Spirit of truth show up, his job is to guide you, right, into all truth. Back to the book of Daniel chapter 8, David, Phoebe, and see, right? Let's see how he operates in the book of Daniel 8, verse 15 and 16. How do the Spirit of truth, how do he operate? Do he come try and pat you on the back and pat you up real good? Let's see how. What is his job? What is his commission? Actually, Daniel chapter 8, verse 13 and 15 and 16. Say this speak to see, right? How do he move?
Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass when I, Daniel, the ministering spirit, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning. Then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man.
So he said that it came to pass when I, Daniel, right?
Yes.
I seen the vision. It's all for the meaning. Behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. Verse 16, what happened?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Euphrates. Which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision.
So somebody told Gabriel to do what?
Make this man understand
the vision, right?
Right.
And I wonder who was that doing all that big talk then? Who was that tell these ministers, period, what time it is? Who could that be? Let's see that in the book of St. John right quick. Let's see if we can pull it out. Mother D of Israel, see right. Let's look at St. John chapter 14. Let's pick it up at verse number 26. And let's read down to verse number 28.
Are you playing, Father
Yahweh? St. John chapter 14, verse number 26 through 28. Let's see what we get. Yahweh out of St. John 14, Mother Dia.
St. John chapter 14, verses 26 to 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your mind be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 28.
Yes, ma'am.
You have heard how I said unto you, I go away.
Well, you heard what I said to you, I go away, go ahead.
And come again unto you.
There's a key phrase in that. The one who's doing all this big talk say, I'm going away. And I'm coming again, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, let's see if we can figure out the puzzle here.
If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I.
So the one is doing all this talk to this minister spirit said that I'm going away and I'm going to come again, right? Let's see if we can run to St. John 16. See if we can get a little few more clues concerning the matter. In the book of St. John, chapter 16. See which one I'm looking for. Yeah, I'm all twisted up. 16 or 14, which one I'm looking for? Let's see if at 14. Mother Israel, see you right. Let's see at St. John, chapter 14.
What you looking for?
Well, that was 14.
This is right.
For he will not pardon your sins.
He's not going to pardon your sins. Why?
For my name is Daniel.
Oh, my name is Daniel. Go ahead.
22.
What do you say?
But if you shall indeed obey his voice.
The minister Spirit's voice.
And do all that I speak.
And do all that who's speaking?
That I speak.
Oh, so otherwise the minister Spirit, he has to hear something. So he's going to do all that who's speaking.
I speak.
And I am the Yahuwah, the one of the Bible, the Yahuwah's Son, that I speak. Go ahead, read through them. So I speak that through them. Go ahead.
Then I will be an enemy unto your enemy.
Then I will be an enemy unto your enemy.
And an adversary unto thine adversary.
And watch what this minister spirit is going to do.
Verse 23. For my minister spirit, I know. For my ministering spirit shall go before you.
He will go before you.
And bring you in unto the Amorites.
The Amorites.
And the Hittites.
Hittites.
And the Perizzites.
Perizzites.
And the Canaanites.
And the Canaanites.
The Hittites.
And
the Jebusites.
And what are you going to do to the Canaanites and Jebusites and Amorites?
And I will cut them off.
You mean, and all that's in this book, and they still put a name on the people that he said he cut off?
Yeah.
That means somebody else must be working in folks.
That's right.
Huh? Back to Brother Yahdai Israel.
Hallelujah. Why? All right, then. Back to St. John 16. Let's read that. Mother Zeke. Mother Zeke Israel.
So that matches that Genesis.
St. John 16. Pick it back up at verse number 13 through
16.
St. John 16. 13 through 16. Yes, ma'am.
I mean,
that
the Spirit of Truth has come.
And he, the Spirit of Truth, has come. What about it?
He was guided to his
own truth. Mm-hmm.
But he shall not speak of himself.
Great. look at St. John. St. John 12:49. Let's say he didn't see your theory. St. John 12:49.
John chapter 12, verse 49. 49 and 50.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 49.
Mm-hmm.
For I have not spoken of myself.
So your father son said, I haven't spoken of myself. Go ahead.
But the Father which sent me, he gave me a Torah instruction.
He gave me Torah instructions, commandments.
Which I should say.
What I should say.
Mm-hmm. What I should say and what I should speak.
Verse number 50.
Verse 50.
Uh-huh.
And I know that his Torah instruction is life everlasting.
He said, I know that his Torah instruction is what?
Life everlasting.
So Yahweh the Son said he received of Yahweh the Father.
Right.
So in St. John 16, verse number 15, Mother Israel, Zero. Let's look at 14 and 16. Let's see if we can get through the muddy water here. St. John 16, 14 through 16. But he is Israel, Zero. Mm-hmm.
14 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
He shall honor me.
He shall honor me, clear.
For he shall receive my money.
Mm-hmm.
And shall show it.
Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
All things that the Father has are mine.
Good.
Therefore that I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
In no while, and he shall not see me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in no while, and he shall see me. Because I go to my Father.
But he said a little while. You shall not see me, right? Let's see if we put a name on it in Acts chapter 1, Mother Zeke. Let's see who is this guy doing all this big talk about. He tells the minister spirits to come and they come. He tells them to go and they go. The book of Acts chapter 1. He said, but in a little while you're not going to see me. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 1. Let's begin at verse number 6. Well, let's be Israel and see you, right? Let's read a little bit. Acts chapter 1, verse number 6.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying
what?
Yahweh.
Yahweh the Son, what about it?
Yahweh the Son will now at this time restore Israel.
You restore again the kingdom to Israel. Step down to verse number 11. Verse 10. Verse 9. Pick it up at verse 9, Mother Lee.
Acts chapter 1, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And when he had spoken these things.
What happened?
While they beheld him, he was taken up, and a crowd received him out of their sight.
Verse number 10.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And while they looked steadfast towards heaven,
mm-hmm.
as he went up, behold, stood by him in white apparel.
White clothing. Verse 11.
Verse 11.
Which
also said.
Said what?
He man of Galilee.
You man of Galilee. What about it?
Watched and he gave him up into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The same Yahweh the Son.
The same Yahweh the Son.
Which you taken up from you to heaven.
What are you going to do?
Shall also come in the
like manner.
Like
the one that's going to go and come again is who? Yahweh the Son. So the one that is giving them big orders to them minister spirit is who? He the one that got him on his right hand and on his left, right? But let's run to the book of Wisdom of Solomon, Sister A.B. and Phoebe. Let's get back into the word game for a minute or two. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8. Let's look at verse number 1, verse 4, verse number 7, and verse number 8. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse number 1, verse number 4, verse 7, and verse number 8. So say the obedience to you, Roy.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 1, 4, 7, and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom reaches from one end to another mightily, and sweetly doeth she order all things.
But it says wisdom reaches from one end to another mightily,
yes,
and sweetly doth she order all things. Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
For she is privy.
For she is privy.
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 To the mysteries of knowledge of Yahweh.
So he says she is privy to the mystery of the knowledge of Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
And do what?
And a lover of his work.
Verse number 7. What were we looking at?
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And if a man or woman loveth righteousness.
He said if a man or woman love righteousness, what about?
Right up.
Her labors are virtue.
Her labors are virtue?
For she teaches.
What she teach?
Temperance.
Teach temperance.
Prudence. Justice. Fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
Which are such things as men can have nothing or
profitable.
Profitable in their life.
So he said that the things that are of value, mm-hmm, you know, we place value on things that are here today and gone tomorrow, right?
Right?
But he said the thing that we should value is temperance, right?
That's
prudence,
mm-hmm,
justice, and fortitude. Verse number 8, what did he say?
What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
If a man desire much experience, she knoweth things of old.
Go ahead.
And conjecture.
Conjecture.
Conjecture of right.
Mm-hmm.
What is to come.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that she knows things of old.
Mm-hmm.
And she can tell you about what's coming, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read on.
She knoweth the subtil
of
speeches.
Yeah.
And can expound dark sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She foreseeth signs and wonders.
Go ahead.
And the events of seasons and times.
So he said that if a man or woman love righteousness.
That's right.
They labor for virtue. Mm-hmm. And it teaches them temperance.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches them prudence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So those two words we've been working with, and I'm still working with them.
Yeah, I heard that.
Let's look at the book of Second Peter, Mother D. of Israel, C. Roy.
Call the last verse out again. Proverbs, wisdom, something what?
8, verse 1, 4, 7, and 8.
1, 4, 7, and 8. Excellent.
Will you tell me about two?
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, Mother D.F. Israel of the Arroyo. Let's look at verse number 1. We're going to drop down and read 4 through 10. So he said that she teaches you temperance and prudence. So those are two words we're going to pull out and work with a little bit.
Take your time. Call them verses out. I don't know why I'm not hearing right for some reason.
Book of 2 Peter chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Verse number 4 through 10, Mother Dear Israel of C.E. Roy.
I'm a great note taker. Great note taker. I love to take notes.
You said 2 Peter chapter 1.
2 Peter chapter 1.
Yeah.
Verse number 1, 4 through 10, Mother Dear Israel of C.E. Roy.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, 4 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Let's see what we can get out of this.
Hallelujah.
All right. 2 Peter, chapter 1. Simon Peter,
mm-hmm,
a servant
as an apostle of Yahweh's Son.
Yes.
To them that have obtained life precious covenant.
Mm.
So they say this lad is to those that are keeping the covenant, right?
That's
what he's saying. Go ahead, read up.
With us through the righteousness of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh the Father, and our Savior, Yahweh the Son.
Uh-huh. Like that, in order to keep the covenant, you got to do it through His righteousness, right?
Yeah.
We read that righteousness is the first five books of Moses, right?
Yeah.
The term justice is right. The righteousness.
That's right.
Jump down to verse number 4.
Verses 4 to 10. Mm-hmm. 4. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promise,
mm-hmm.
that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature.
Now, he done said something that has come
back. Oh, a tall talking now.
Now, he said by these, right?
Uh-huh.
You can become partakers of what?
The divine nature.
The divine nature. Oh, read up.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Good, read up.
Verse 5.
Let's see what you got on the tape.
And besides this, in all diligence, adding to your belief,
mm-hmm.
virtue.
Virtue.
And to virtue, knowledge.
And unto virtue, knowledge, good.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And to knowledge, temperance.
Uh-huh.
And to temperance, patience.
Good.
And to patience, your quality.
So he said that one of the things that you have to have is this word called temperance, right?
Yeah.
We read the definition of temperance last week. Who remember what the definition was? What did this word temperance mean? Before we get into that, Mother E. Israel Zero, let's run to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
Mm.
The book of Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Mother E. Israel Zero. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
Turn the light on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Turn the light on.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Mother E. Israel Zero.
Hallelujah.
Turn
the light on. Turn the light
on.
Mm-hmm. And he
humbled
me. And suffered me to humble. Uh-huh. And fed me the manna,
which thou doest
not.
Yes, ma'am.
He did it thy father's self.
Mm-hmm.
That he might make me know that man is not real. By bread only.
Man and woman does not live by bread only, but what?
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh.
How many words?
Every word.
Every word, right?
Uh-huh.
That proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh.
That's right.
Wisdom of Solomon, Mother Z is bread. Let's look at Wisdom of Solomon 16:26. Man and woman live by every word.
Every word.
That proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh. So we got to be able to rightly define every word, right? Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 26. Mother Z Israel will see you royal. Yes, ma'am. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 26. Verse number 26.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom of Solomon, 16, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
That the children of Yahweh.
That your children, O Yahweh. That's a big statement there, right?
Yes,
sir. Who is Yahweh's children? Here we can read.
Mm-hmm.
Who is his children?
Mm-hmm.
same bed what you're working with. All right, then. Are you tired of pulling this one out? Give a break, man. This.
Okay, Isaiah.
We got a lot of children that we can read. We pinned the, as they say back in the day, we pinned the tail on the donkey or whatever we do. Who is Jaguar's children? Let me start, I started off, Mother D of Israel. Did you play the guessing game, Mother? The servant, we need his children. Who is his children is the question on the table. Let's look at Mother D of Israel, Sierra. Let's look at Romans chapter 9. I get this party started. Let's pick it up at verse number 7.
Romans chapter 9, verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham. Even because they are the seed of Abraham.
Romans 9, verse 7. Even because they are the seed of Abraham, go ahead.
Okay. Romans 9, 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children.
So he said, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. Go ahead.
But in Isaac shall your seed be called.
He said, but the seed was called through who?
Isaac.
Go ahead.
Verse 8.
That
is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of Yahuwah, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
And then we got another clue. Said the children of the promise, those are the ones that are counted for the seed. The family of Yahuwah, right?
Yeah.
We ain't got no name yet. So we'll put a name on this thing.
I got something.
Hallelujah. I got something. You got something? Go ahead, Mo.
What you working with?
Genesis 21:12. We got a name, Mother E.
Yeah.
What you working with that?
21:12.
It said, and Jehovah
said unto Abraham. Jehovah said to Abraham what? Let it not be grieved in thy sight.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the man.
Uh-huh.
Because of the one
man. Mm-hmm.
All that Sarah had said unto him, hearken unto her, Lord, for in Isaac shall my seed be called.
Well, we already had that name on it. We just read that.
Oh, okay.
Let me get from there.
Isaac shall the seed be called.
Run to 2 Kings 9, verse 6. What you can get out of that Mother E and Mosey, see what you can get out of it in 1641 of Numbers. See what you can get out of it, Mosey. And Mosey of Israel, see what you can get out of it in Ezekiel 35. See what you can get out of it. 2 Kings verse 6. See what you can get out of it. Just see what you can get out of that. Second Kings 9:6, see what you can get out of that. Back over to Mosey and 1641 of Numbers, and Mosey of Israel having the 35th chapter of Ezekiel. Let's see what we can get out of this. All on his head,
And said unto him, thus said Yahweh of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of Yahweh.
The what?
The people of Yahweh.
To the peoples over the peoples over who?
Israel.
Now the peoples over who? The peoples over who?
Yahweh.
And who's the peoples of Yahweh that you can read?
right now, we need to eat it just like when the seer read it. The people of Yahweh, Israel, we need to eat just like this. Wow, well, what you working with there, baby?
Okay. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take and smite them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded. 13. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burnt none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. Verse 14, and all the spoils of these cities and the cattle, the children of Israel took for a prey unto themselves. But every man that smite with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. Verse 21, and at that time came Joshua and cut off the Abakin from the mountain, from Hebron, from Debar, from Aneb, and from all the mountains of Joshua, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. Verse 22. There was none of Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Jazer, and Gath, and in Hashdod there remained.
We
heard
what we need yet.
Oh, so it's not about Israel?
It's not about Israel. It's that we're trying to understand who the children of Yahweh are.
Who is the present? Who is the children of Yahweh by name?
Yeah.
And the seer read three verses saying that Yahweh's people is Israel.
Right.
That's the way we need to hear. Family of Yahweh is Israel. That's what we're looking for. You got something else you're working with?
So what about 22,
verse 22.
Gave us three precepts.
Okay.
who the people of Yahweh is. Israel, right?
Yeah.
That's what we'd be looking for with that question. Come back there, Wisdom of Solomon. Who would read that? 16, verse 26. Mother Zeke, would you read that? All right. Verse 26. Yes, ma'am. Wisdom of Solomon is 16, 26. We read in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, right? Man and woman live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, right? Wisdom of Solomon is 16, 26. Mother Z, Israel, see it right.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse
26. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. And those that seek thee
them? Who's the them when you swing back to 10 verse 9? Who's the them he loves? You remember that? No. Who's the them? You got me right there when he said, I love them. You're going to put a big name in there. They go, their eyes going to pop. You can make the eyes pop. If you said, if you drop these two put this together, you can make the eyes pop. I love them. Who's the them?
I love
them.
Israel.
Yeah.
Love me.
Oh, I don't see Israel enough. Where did you get that from? Now, what you going to do?
Go back to 10 verse 9.
Excellent. Back on the brother Yahshua Israel. Excellent. Right there. And now you took on the class right there. The class belongs to you from that point on. When you come back to 10 verse 9, the class belongs to you. Back to brother Yahshua Israel.
Hallelujah. What? So, great example of just to answer the question and move on down the road. The exact question that was asked, you give them an exact answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it for chance, well,
that's right.
And keep guessing.
What
you mean by that? You know exactly what you mean. He loves Israel, just plain and simple as that.
Exactly right. And none of the leaders brought that to the table, from Marcus Garvey, Drew R. Lee, Elijah Muhammad, or Farrakhan. They never told you who he loved.
All right, let's get back to that wisdom of Solomon. We're gonna cut it short right there. Wisdom of Solomon, read that mother Z. Wisdom of Solomon, so we got the answer, man. Let's see how you plug it all in there. We got the whole loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you plug it up in there, mother. Wisdom of Solomon 16:26. Yes, ma'am.
We want to know, have we ever heard any leaders that we F. Carl Leader pointed these verses over here in the book called Joel, chapter 2, verse 27 and verse 32. That's all I want to know. What group ever read this verse to you? Huh?
Joel,
2?
Verse 27
and 32.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27.
Yeah.
Verse 27. And
ye
shall know.
And you, that's right. Ye, and ye shall what?
And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
He's Mr. Who?
Israel.
Go ahead. So who Yahweh he's saying he is, that we can read that, Moses? Is you making a plan or you come out boldly with it?
Yeah.
I am your Yahweh. Who's the your he's talking to?
Your Yahweh
Israel. He said, I'm your Yahweh who?
Israel.
See that? And what does he say?
Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else.
Wait a minute, what do none else mean?
None else. He means no other Yahweh.
That means no other people can claim this.
Yes.
Nobody else can claim what's in his body. Nobody can claim this.
Yes, right.
See, he's saying, listen, can't nobody claim what y'all own. Why don't y'all claim what you own?
Yes,
right. Now, look what he says. Now, look what the Yahweh call you besides Israel. He'll call you something else.
I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and
none
else. And my people.
What did he call you?
My people Israel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, never.
But we ashamed about everything now. I mean, you know, he keep telling you, you'll never be ashamed, my people, Israel. I am your Yahweh, none else. Why can't we? What is this?
Well, look what he said in verse 32.
Verse 32.
What?
It shall come to pass.
But this got to come to pass, you know.
That whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered.
Wait a minute, but all the way you be delivered, you gotta do what?
Call on the name of Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters.
So you gotta call on the four letters. The only way you'll be delivered, you gotta call on the what?
Four letters.
So but who else you hear call on the four letters? How is it got a plan for you, but they leave it in mouth? He said, you're not going to be delivered unless you do what?
Call on the name of Yahweh.
What Yahweh is this?
Yahweh
the Son. Yahweh the Son? Oh, yeah? No, you can't go. You got to come home now. What Yahweh is this?
Okay. Yahweh the Son.
No, then, hold that point in. Put your marker there, Mother Z. Mother Z, go back and read, St. John 5:36-37. Then now, let's just even work with it, because sometimes you jump out there, and then all of a sudden somebody will say, okay, well, hold that point and take a look at this right here, real quick. Yeah, let's see what it say. Now listen, go to that, Mosey. St. 37. Listen good.
I have greater witness.
Yeah.
That of John was the word for the work which the Father has given.
Mm-hmm.
And the same work that I do, they are witness for me.
Yeah.
That
The Father has sent me. Now who's saying the Father has sent me? Yahweh the Son. Okay, so the Father sent Yahweh the Son. Now, go ahead.
Verse 37.
Verse 8.
And the Father himself, which has sent me,
has
brought witness of you.
Okay.
You have neither heard his voice at any time.
So you ain't heard the Father's voice at what time? Or what? So what's going on? So who's doing all this prayer be talking in the book of Joel over here saying, I'm your Yahweh and none else, and my people should never be ashamed. So who's doing all this talking right here? Boldly. Yahweh the Son is doing this talking, ain't he?
Yeah,
that's right. He let Joel know. Hey, look at Joel. You tell them in your writing, and all the way they got to be, all the way they're going to be delivered, they got to do what in verse 32? But all the way they're going to be delivered, they got to do what? That's why every leader has failed, y'all. See, that's the reason you see they all come short.
Yeah.
Because they always leave out how to be. They tell you about back to African movement, everything. Mm. But they never have how to be delivered.
Yes.
We all can read. Verse 32. Verse
8.
So all the way you'll be delivered, what we got to be working with our mother? See? The name of who? Then what Yahweh promised you to happen if you do that? You shall be what? You shall be delivered. Correct? You know, I don't know who remember, but Brother Yahweh, he go all his back in. And Brother Jeff Israel. He remember a big preacher came down in the basement one time, went out of the basement, he said, God said, whoa, I'm in the wrong place. He came with that Lord God and Jesus and said, whoa, I'm in the wrong place. Anybody remember that? Boy, when he had it, he had it come. Whoa, I'm in the wrong place. See, we got to recognize when we see, if it don't align with the Bible, we in the wrong place. And the one that put this thing that converts what the Bible says, they got to be. They got the bill that you bring it to the wrong people. Not we. No. That don't work no more.
Yeah.
They like walking into the temple and got what said about the Allah. That ain't gonna work too long, right?
Right.
That's how we gotta get this our mojo back, y'all. Because he says you gotta call on his name, and he said, whosoever. Now who is the whosoever he talking to that we can read?
Yeah.
Huh? So who we can read, Mother GF Israel, on the whosoever?
Right.
We less than 10 minutes away, but who's the whosoever? See, all this got precepts to take over the classes. See, we got to take over some things, y'all. We got to go in now, and then when they stretch out a little bit, then we start beating them up real good. Now, who's the whosoever that we can read in the book of Acts? Huh? Who's the whosoever we can read that mother, D.A. Israel? Let's see if we can do some, so whosoever read. But we can be clear, and if we decide to put it in, the whosoever, we got to have something to work with, because when they start squeezing, I don't see that in there. Then you got to go back and pop them a little bit and see, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, I do see it. Look what it says over in verse 22. 222. Just give me the first line across. First line across. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Give me the first line across. Let me show you how you just cut them on 30 and get back to it, John.
Acts chapter 2, verse 22.
One line.
You men of Israel.
You men of Israel, what?
Hear these words.
Verse 21.
21. And it shall come to pass.
What?
That whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
And we're talking about in verse 22 again.
You men of Israel.
What?
Hear these words.
You see that? You men of Israel here. So what he talking about? He don't change. So you got the precept right here. You men of Israel, hear his word. So he's saying, whosoever of Israel, whosoever of Israel call on his name shall be delivered. He got a man telling you, he give you all of the codes, the keys. Whosoever of the men of Israel call on the name, you will be delivered. For what? Verse 32, for what? Yeah. For what?
Acts 2:32.
Come on, Moses.
Oh,
yeah. You remember? You remember you that?
Yeah.
So we know Yahweh shall be delivered for what? Well, for what? For in where?
For in Mount.
Yahweh Judah, Southern Kingdom.
Mount Yahweh Judah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mount Yahweh.
Who's doing all this bread they talking? Read. But look what he said about the Northern Kingdom.
neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites.
And they all looked just like each other at the time.
Yeah.
That dwelt in But the Canaanites.
But Canaanites what?
Dwelt in Geyser among them.
You see what I mean? They playing right there with you. Yeah. But they know who you are. So they waiting to trip you up. Why would you? You know, I had a brother used to say a long time, well, I take my enemy and I keep him close. No, bro, run that enemy away from you.
Yeah.
Don't keep your enemy, I'll keep it close too. I can keep it. No, brother. Got the enemy, get him away from you. Like you said, drive them out. Don't sit there and, well, I keep my enemy close.
Right.
No, you might slip a little bit.
Do
what Yahweh told you. Drive that enemy away from you.
Let's look at Mother Dia. Let's look at Sirach chapter 6. Verse number 13. Look at Sirach 6, verse 13. Mother Dia, Israel,
see
Roy. Sirach
chapter 6, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Separate yourself from thine enemy.
Hallelujah. What?
And take heed of your friends.
Right.
And not only that, give me a 2, I put 227 with it. And I'm a time to give. Go on, Sirach 227, put that in there with it. Yeah, 227, put 227 in there with that.
That's a 2.
Yeah, put 227 in there with that. Because I'm going to try to get your enemy. Yeah, separate from them, right? Well, what would I need then? I need 227, what do I need? Preserve the time. What I want? Well, we'll get tomorrow. I ain't going to let it on. So, you know what? Preserve the time.
Temple,
go ahead.
In the midst of them forevermore.
I'm going to do all this stuff for you.
Verse
Mother Eve,